Today, my dear faithful, is the fourth Sunday of Advent. And the epistle is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4. Brethren, let a man so count of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very small thing to be judged by you or by man's day. But neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise from God. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of Etruria, and the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priest Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, I think most are familiar with the name Father Damien, the Apostle of the Lepers. Father Damien dedicated his life to the leper colony at Molokai in the Hawaiian Islands. From the year 1873 until his death in 1889, he lived on that island, ministering to these poor, helpless people. Now, it happened one Sunday morning in June 1885. Father Damien was saying Mass as usual for his lepers. He had lived with them for 12 years, nursing them, building houses for them, doing everything to mend their broken lives, even making their coffins when they died. But most of all, he spent himself providing the sacraments for them. And so, when he was offering Mass and providing Holy Communion, this Sunday, after the Gospel, Father Damien came to the rails to preach. Slowly he began his sermon, and his very first words made a breathless hush in the church. Instead of his usual, my dear brethren, he said very slowly, we lepers. That was his way of telling them that he was at last one with them in their affliction. For another 4 years until his death, he still persevered working for them. He did all he could to make sure they were not mistreated and fighting for their rights with the government, all while he himself was suffering that same dread disease of leprosy. His great work among them has since spread over the world. And what a legacy of charity it tells us. Just as when our Lord took our nature, he took on himself every sorrow and affliction of humanity, sin only excepted. As St. Bernard says, God the Son not only assumed the form of a servant, that he might be under subjection, but even that of a wicked servant, that he might be beaten. Now, the gospel for today's Mass mentions St. John the Baptist preaching and baptizing in the desert. St. Luke writes that St. John the Baptist was baptizing and preaching penance for the remission of sins. He was doing this to prepare the people for our Lord's coming. He was preparing the way into men's hearts for the King of all hearts. As today's Gospel tells us, St. John was the voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. The Holy Scripture writers said these words specifically because it was customary in the East to prepare the roads and pathways when a sovereign, a king, was going to visit his subjects. The people would fix the roads to make traveling easier for the royal family. Thus, St. John was striving to make a similar preparation in the hearts of men for their reception of Christ, their King. He was striving to prepare them for the coming of our Lord as he began his public life, so that our Lord could more easily enter into their hearts. This St. John the Baptist's mission was to remove all that could prevent our Lord from entering men's hearts, especially sin. And that is what we have the season of Advent for as well. We are to prepare for Christ's coming, and the Church constantly reminds us of this by telling us of St. John the Baptist and his mission. As it says in the Gospel, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. That is to say, we are to avoid sin and its near occasions, that is, the valleys, and to strive to practice virtue. And then by avoiding sin and practicing virtue, we fill in those valleys of our souls, our weaknesses, our neglects, and we bring low our hills, our prides, our arrogances. And thus we make straight the crooked ways of our hearts and minds. Now, we all know the story of that first Christmas night when our Lord and Saint Joseph, our Lady and Saint Joseph sought for a place to stay that night, but yet they found nothing. All the inns were full. No one had a place for the Holy Family to stay, and so they could only find a stable, and there the Savior of mankind was born. We, of course, hear this, and we assure ourselves that we would have taken in Our Lady and Saint Joseph. We would have given them a place to stay. And so we do have the chance now. We are celebrating Christmas just this week. We are reliving those moments again. And so we must strive to be ready to receive our Lord on that great day when he was born amongst us. Make sure that we have a place for him to stay and don't leave him out in the cold. This poor world we live in, it is so cold to our Lord. The hearts of men are so frigid. They are too busy and preoccupied with worldly things, whether politics or worldly material things. Let us, at least, put aside the cares and concerns of the world, and in order to take some time to think about the Christ child and the Holy Family, let us love a God who became man, who suffered for us, embraced all the pains and miseries of his life because he loves us. Let us represent to ourselves the sufferings which the heart of our infant Jesus endured for us, even from his first birth. For then we shall not be able to love anything else but that heart which hath loved us so much, to become man, to make himself our brother, like Father Damien of Molokai and his lepers. Let us then, my dear faithful, get spiritually prepared for Christmas. Make straight the ways and fill in the valleys in your hearts. Do this by resolving to make a good confession, to be ready to receive our Lord on Christmas Day. Strive to practice some specific virtue this week, whether it is patience with someone at work or home, or striving to do some act of kindness to someone, especially to one who you find it most hard to be kind to. And to help you do this, keep the infant Christ child before you always. Remember all that the incarnation and birth of God implies. The infinite God became man that he might redeem us, to save us from hell and open the gates of heaven for us. Our Lord did this for us. He became like unto us, covered with our infirmities and weaknesses. The sufferings and sorrow he took upon himself were for love of us, even going so far as to become a helpless little infant. Keeping this in our minds, we will prepare ourselves for the coming of the Christ child. And in this way, you will be ready to receive our Lord in Holy Communion on his birthday. And what a place of comfort your heart will be for him. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.